This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I am your host, Severett Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I'm bringing you a returning guest. Last time they were on the show was February of this year. I'm talking about no other than Prodex Inc. They trade on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. And with us today is the president and CEO, Mr. Rick Van Kirk. Rick, it's very nice to meet you and welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, and I'm glad to be here.
Now, Prodex is a product development company that develops proprietary designs for some of the largest companies in the world. And you design, engineer, and manufacture these in the United States of America. For new listeners or people new to Prodex, can you tell us more about that?
Yes. We're in Irvine, California. The company's been around about 40 years. We do pretty much the gamut from design to manufacturing, packaging, FDA submittals, engineering services. We try to do just about anything a customer might ask for in the manufacturing, in particular medical device space.
Now, you recently released your third quarter results. What are your thoughts on those results? What can you tell us?
You know, I'm actually pleased with the results. Not everybody might understand that. Our top line revenue number was a bit down from the $10 or $11 million per quarter we have been doing. But like a lot of companies, we faced some supply chain issues and really worked hard to work through them and meet the customer's requirements, get them the product they needed. And we did a really good job of that. I believe the customers were satisfied. That's the main thing. Everyone's facing this issue. Ultimately, we'll work through it. In the meantime, if we can take care of our customers, I think we're doing a good job.
Now, with all the things going on in the world that you mentioned, the chip shortage and supply issues, and that's actually coupled with inflation, so it's making for some high prices there. What are the biggest challenges facing Prodex now?
Well, I think we've both touched on a little bit. One small little component can hold up thousands of dollars of shipments, and everyone's looking for the same things, or a lot of people are looking for the same parts. So it's a race to find them. You got to stay on top of it every day. And when you find them, they're more costly now than they typically are. And as you said, there's inflationary pressure on a lot of the things that we're buying, which obviously affected our margins. So working through that, keeping the floor going, keeping customers satisfied is a challenge. Another challenge we have here, and you and I haven't talked about this yet, but we've bought a new building, additional building, to double our capacity, and getting that up and running is I guess I call it a challenge because it's a lot of work.
Right.
It's physically ready. We're building product there, but we're still going through the validation and approval stage, which is just mind-numbing sometimes, all the things you got to do. So, and people are doing that while at the same time running a $40 million business here out of the other building. So that's the challenge, is to get everything done, basically. But everyone's working really hard, and we're still moving everything forward. So we'll get through that.
Awesome. That sounds exciting. Yeah, you've always been optimistic about Prodex growth and opportunity. Just last year, we saw some insider stock purchases, about 4,000 shares. But considering today's challenges, do you remain optimistic?
Yes, absolutely. There are challenges everybody faces, and we will work through them, and they won't last forever. But more importantly, we've got a good, healthy backlog, and we've got a very healthy pipeline of products, not only in development already, but proposals out there, which we think we have a pretty good chance of landing. We've got the building coming online to double their capacity. So everything's moving in the same direction that we've been pushing it for years. Yeah, maybe it's going to take a little longer to get to where we ultimately want to be, just because of some of the outside factors that's going on in the world. But we will get there. We're still moving that direction. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months when it's all said and done. But
Right. We're
going to get there, and we've got some aggressive growth plans, and we're going to hit them.
Well, that sounds great. what would you like your shareholders and our listeners to take away from today's show?
Well, I always like to thank them for their interest and support. So thank you, everybody, for that. And just hang with us. Be patient. It looked like a little bit of a dip in the last quarter, but like I just mentioned, a lot of things are trending in the right direction, and we are still a good long-term opportunity.
Mr. Rick Van Kirk, he's the president and CEO of Prodex, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. Rick, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully we'll see you again soon. Give us an update.
Thanks. I look forward to that too.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.